Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight War podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweightwar.com or check us out on Instagram at CrossFitToWeightWar.
And welcome to the CrossFit to Weightwar Fitness in Fenton podcast. We've taken a break, but we're back in the saddle. We're hungry. We're happy. And today, I have a very beautiful, she's got a tiny pony in right now. She's got a sleeping baby right now, guest, and it's Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth. Jennifer, can you stop clipping your nails and say hello?
Hello, it's been a minute. Thanks for that introduction.
Yep.
I missed it.
That's okay. Today, what we are going to do is talk about the CrossFit Open, what it's going to do for you, what it is, and we're reaching our 100 person mark, and we're going to just discuss a few things. So, Jen, to start, why don't you take it away first with what is the CrossFit Open?
First of all, I think our first CrossFit Open at the gym was 2016. And if you would have told me in 4 years you're going to have 100 people signed up for the CrossFit Open, I would not have believed you. So I think this is something that not a lot of gyms can accomplish. And having 100 people signed up for the Open is pretty epic. So congrats to you guys if you've already signed up. Blake, Jeremy, I know you're out there and I know you're not signed up. And I will hunt you down. Anyways, the CrossFit Open, I always compare it to running a 5K with your friends. Some of your crazy runner friend says, "Hey, Andrew, would you like to run a 5K with me on Saturday?" And you're like, "That doesn't sound fun at all." You like the way that running makes you feel. It's a part of your daily routine, but like, don't really want to race. I don't want to wear a bib. I don't want to have to do all this official stuff. But then you do it, or you watch your friends do it and you see how much fun they're having at the end. They're cheersing with their, you know, water, beer, whatever they're drinking at the end. You're like, dang, I wish I would have participated in that. That looks fun. Looks like they feel like they accomplished something. So that's kind of the analogy that we use for the CrossFit Open. It's the CrossFit version of running a 5K with your friends. So bless their hearts. It's 3 weeks this year, not five. Mm-hmm. So it's three separate workouts, one workout a week for 3 weeks. We will have regularly scheduled programming. It'll be normal class stuff, but one special workout will be the CrossFit Open workout. And those get announced on Thursday nights. So there's this big anticipation of, you know, what the workout's going to be. Speculation, you'll probably hear us wondering what kind of movements we're going to see. So the workout's released on a Thursday night at 8 p.m. You can see it on CrossFit.com. We'll post it. And then this year we are going to do a Friday night lights type situation. So if you're participating in the Open, you'll show up to a Friday evening or morning class, whatever you want, because we'll run it all day on Friday. You'll have a partner. They're going to judge you on your reps, your range of motion. Sounds scary. It's really not. It's just someone to count your reps. You'll submit your score in the giant database online, and that's how you do the Open. Essentially, it's like your chip in your ankle strap when you cross the line at a 5K. They record your time, all that stuff. So that's what submitting your score does. Does that sound like a pretty good rundown?
Yeah. I was trying to pay attention to see if you missed anything, or that I've never, the 5K thing is perfect. Some members this morning, newer members, were like, "Why? When is it? Like, what?" And the answer is, you don't even need to worry about any of that. That's the blessing of this year. Since we have such a big amount of people doing it, it's simply going to be the workout that you do on Friday.
Right.
If you're not signed up, you're still going to do it as everyone else is, because mm-hmm. it's the workout. Right. They're no different or harder than any of the workouts. Now, why you might hear some people be like, "Oh, it's coming," is because typically when an environment's conducive to hard work, you end up pushing harder. Like Jen's analogy with the 5K, like you go run 5K on a Tuesday, but then you go run 5K because your friend asks you, because you get a little score and you typically go a little harder, but it is fun and the camaraderie. Right. Now, from my vantage point as well, why am I so hungry at pushing people? As it appears this year and last year, there's a participation trophy. And this guy hates participation trophies. If you know me, you're probably laughing right now. However,
but you also know the Charlesworths. We're extremely competitive. Correct. And we want to win.
So how it is gifted on the fittest in like a region or state or whatever is how many repetitions you have.
As a gym,
based on how many people you have. So that's why we want to get the most people to sign up so we can get the most reps. That being said, that doesn't mean that you have to do anything special Mm-mm. or go out on any limb. It's simply more people. Does that equate to fitness? No, not necessarily. However, I like trophies.
Now, okay, so let's say I am a new person coming in and I don't have double unders. I'm always scaling the workouts in class. Can I still do the open?
Yes, Jennifer, you can. Because there's three ways to do it. There's the RX way. As you know, we always typically write an RX workout on the board. You'll see the weights, and most of the gym doesn't, you know, do the RX. They scale accordingly. So there's also the scaled division. So here is an example of a workout. Burpee box jumps and 50-pound dumbbell snatches for guys and 35-pound dumbbell snatches for ladies. And typically in the burpee box jump, you have to jump onto the box. Your chest has to hit the ground and you have to jump onto the box and over, and the snatch has to touch the ground and be locked out overhead. The scaled division would probably be 35 pounds for the guys and 20 for the ladies, and mm-hmm. you could step onto the box.
Correct.
Now, this is something new this year. We don't know. There's also a foundations division. And what I would imagine for that is that the movement gets scaled even more. Perhaps a burpee to the ground and a hang dumbbell snatch. Mm-hmm. That is a complete guess.
Yeah.
So everyone who is fearful of like, I don't know if I'll be able to do something, guaranteed. Also, there's age division things. The age division helps a ton because if you are 55 and up, the weights and the movements are scaled for your RX version, if that makes any sense to you listening. Like,
so if you're 55 and up and the RX for the normal workout is bar muscle ups, you probably will be doing pull ups instead. Mm-hmm. And there's still a scaled version of your RX division for the masters. So there, what we're trying to say is you have no excuse
yes.
to not do it.
Yeah, that
there will be something aggressive for everyone. And honestly, it's so much fun that you're going to want to get in on it, and you're going to want this memory, because some of my favorite memories of people coaching people and judging people has been from the open. You could give me a year and I could tell you something every single year that stood out to me.
Yes.
So one of the fun things about the RX is that you might be on the border of, I use Maddie as an example. She comes to the 9:30 class and we talked about this the other day. She's like, I'm kind of always in the middle of RX and scaled. So like it was a 95-pound barbell and she's like, I could do 95. She's like, but I'll get a better workout doing 85 pounds for the clean and jerk. And that's true for a lot of us. We're always in the middle of something, but what the open does is pushes you to maybe try that 95 that you wouldn't normally do in class. And people always end up surprising themselves. And I think that's the fun part of it, because I know we always err on the side of safety in class. Like, yeah, you could do 95, should you, maybe not today. We want to keep you safe and injury free, but the open, we want to keep you safe and injury free, but there's a time to let yourself kind of push a little bit harder, maybe do a little bit more weight than you normally would do, or, you know, really, really struggle for a while to get your toes to the bar or get your chin above the bar on a pull up. And a lot of people end up surprising themselves, and that's what is the most fun thing, I think, about the open.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jen just was like, all right, let's record a podcast, and she is on fire right now. She's been home and, you know,
I read a lot of the Very Hungry Caterpillar books and Goodnight Trucks. So I like using my brain.
Yes. I like it, and I know people appreciate it, because sometimes I'm one place and I'm thinking another thing, and then I'm also in four other places at the same time.
Yeah,
it's a gift. It's a gift and a curse. Now, lastly,
when does this begin?
Can I go?
Yeah.
Can I have one more thing?
Sure, you can have one more thing.
Love you. I have a vision of how this is going to run. I think we're going to end up getting 120 people, because I think you can still sign up during the first week, and I think more people will. I think we have the ability to do that. And how I envision it running, there's going to be the whiteboard. Everyone's going to be standing, staring, being like, oh my gosh, guide me. What we'll do is we'll probably have a few coaches there. I mean, Craig is 100% donation of his time, but he's typically been the head judge, so maybe he'll be there. And we'll review the standards. You don't need to know a ton about CrossFit. We are going to make it very black and white what you are looking for. You'll have a clipboard. You'll have a piece of paper that is printed off of the noblecrossfit.com.
Ooh, noble.
And it will, you can't mess it up. You will then be counting for your partner, and then you will be making sure they hit the ranges of motion. Once they're done, they're going to be tired, but they're going to feel so awesome and euphoric. You're going to slap their hand. You're going to tell them how good they did. You're going to write down their score, whether they did it RX, scaled, or foundations. We'll probably have a break when the people come back to homeostasis. We'll then rotate. Andrew, what happens if we get a class of 60? Then we're doing 30 in one heat, hopefully 30 in the other. It's very minimal equipment, and we do have a good amount of the equipment they required.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to make it some crazy thing. I think they're really going to think about gyms that are either in the garage, or I think you're going to see a ton of, you know, long walking lunges or weights that have, you know, 315 pounds attached to it for the RX. You know, I just think they're going to make it a little more simple this year, and it's three workouts. And then you're going to drink beer and hang out.
Yep. And that's on Friday. So a lot of people, because they want to push themselves, they maybe find a better strategy, or they, I don't know, they did the scaled version first and they want to do the RX because they decided they want to do that. There will be another chance for you to do the workout on Monday. So Fridays and Mondays will be that. And now that we do have the key card, if you missed Friday or Monday and your friend wants you to judge them, like, for example, Miranda and Jill use the key cards all the time. They're like noon people workout time. They can do that together. So they can come in at noon with their key card and judge each other. And for this time of the open, we will allow you to bring a friend in that doesn't have a key card, if that's your only time. So
yep.
During those few weeks, like, hey, my friend doesn't have a key card, but he really wants to do the workout at 2:30 on a Sunday, by all means, go for it. We will definitely accommodate all of you guys.
So the first workout will be announced March 11th, which is next week. And then we will perform it March 12th, the Friday. Oh my gosh, but I'm not going to be here. Okay, you can do it on Monday as well, or any time before that, like Jen was saying. Yep. We are here to help. Lastly, she mentioned the Friday Night Lights. This is still open for debate, but I know Logan Bowlby and Alex Fulton, like, they want to go, like, head-to-head and make it, like, a boxing match. And I just think that that's hilarious. I know Tim and Craig want to go together. I know, Jordan, you're going to listen to this. That'd be nothing more for me to go against you, work my absolute hardest to make sure that I win, whether or not that's going to happen to be determined. That being said, we don't need to put a theme on each Friday Night Lights week, but we were thinking of potentially first-time open people getting highlighted, the Masters getting highlighted, and then I don't like this word, but if you want to call it, the people who aren't in the average Joes getting highlighted. Mm. We don't have to do it that way. That's still up to us, but we'll talk about that more. But it would be cool to have one heat that felt like kind of the lights, if you will. So Friday it is.
Friday it is. If you guys have any questions or whatever, I hope that this, just please ask us, but I hope this inspired you to sign up for the Open if you aren't already. You're already a part of our community, but this just will make you feel so much more in love with CrossFit if you're not already. So we will see you in class. Remember, there's a new 4:30 Monday, Wednesday, Friday starting March 8th. That's a Monday. we will see you guys around.
And if you stayed and listened this long, make sure you like, comment, or do whatever, that Jen is back in the saddle here crushing the brain juice when Chasey's napping. And if you want to hear more podcasts, if they provide value, please let us know. But then again, if you're not listening anymore, look at that. We wanted 15 minutes.
1442.
But plus the little funny intro. So right. Whatever. Peace. Bye.